This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We have a woman that many of us knows her nickname. I don't know how many of us knows her name. We're talking about Ummu Salama. Sayyida Ummu Salama is one of the wives of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Her name is actually Hind bintu Abu Umayyah. What's so special about Sayyida Hind? Why she is, in addition, of course, to being the mother of the believers, but what made her, and specifically her, a builder? Let's go through her characters first, and then we come to more than one story about her uniqueness. Number one, she was very beautiful. She is noble by birth, come from a very noble family. One of her characters is very intelligent. What does that mean? She was one, or probably the second woman, narrated the sayings or the hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and companions, major companions, it's narrated that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas used to go and take her opinion. Add to that, that's not all. Add to that, she was very wise. And that's actually the uniqueness of Ummu Salama. One of the reasons she's described as wise is when Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam proposed to her, she took her time. She did not jump and said yes right away, or jumped and said no. She actually thought, and she knew she had issues, that she wants to work on them before she say yes. And she was very brave. Fought with Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in 4 battles in Medina, up in the front. She was married before Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And that's why actually she's called Ummu Salama. She had Salama, who was born, one of the first born after migration. Happily married, loved Abu Salama, who was a companion, faithful, close companion to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu Salama got sick and died. Before that, out of the teachings of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, there was the hadith where Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, of course now, but taught them at that time, what to say and do when you lose a loved one. And the meaning of it was to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then this addition, Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa khlufni khayran minha. Ya Allah, reward me for the calamity I'm going through. Losing a loved one is a huge calamity. And we go through a lot of emotions and feelings and feeling of loss. So you're asking Allah, Ya Allah, reward me for all the difficulties I am going through, and وَخْلُفْنِي خَيْرًا مِنْهَا, give me better than what I lost. So when Abu Salama died, Sayyida Ummu Salama, she was thinking, who's better than Abu Salama? She really loved him. He was unique. And she kept, who's going to be better than Abu Salama I'm going to get married to? And guess who she married to? Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Absolutely better than Abu Salama. May Allah be pleased with him. So the proposal came to her. And that's where the wiseness, and listen to this. Now she was a mother, and she was a widow. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam sent to her a proposal. She took her time and she said, tell him, I am a woman on the older side, and she was in her 30s. And I am a woman with many children. And I am a woman who I am jealous by nature. I know that. She was telling him, my life may be not easy, or I may not be able to give you what you want. And alayhi salatu wasalam responded, tell her, if she is old, I am older. If she has children and she's worried about them, I'll make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of her children. And regarding the jealousy, the feeling she has, I will also make dua to her that Allah will remove it from her heart. Wise, of course, she accepted. Now, the uniqueness of her wisdom, where it changed history of Islam, and this is a woman, is when they went to the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. This is the treaty where the Muslims left Medina before the treaty, and the intention was to go and do Umrah. And then the treaty came in, the Quraysh came in. One of the points in that treaty was that the Muslims this year don't do the Umrah. you go back. And then next year you come and do the Umrah. They were all in Ihram. Now, if you look at the treaty of Hudaybiyah and the points in it, externally, as a human being, we will say this is not fair. Because many of it was for the non-believers. To the point Sayyidina Umar came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, says, Ya Rasulullah, why we are accepting this? Aren't we on the right path? But Allah plans differently. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam knew Allah had a better plan. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam signed it. Now they are in ihram, they have to get out of their ihram. So meaning, they have to take it off and shave their heads. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam looked at the companion, you need to feel this. He looked at the companions, and these people used to, when he does his wudu, they put their hands under him to collect the water out of love and obedience. And he said, take off your ihram and shave your heads. No one moved. Said it second time, no one moved. Said it third time, no one moved. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, you can imagine, turned, went to the tent. And who was in the tent? Umm Salama. And he said to her, this is what happened. The wise woman, the advice in the right time. وَمَن يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Whomsoever is given wisdom, he has been given a lot of goodness. She said, don't do anything. Just go out. Don't say a word. You take your ihram. You shave your head and see what they will do. They will all follow you. And guess what happened? Exactly what she said. He went out, didn't say a word to the companions. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will continue with another milestone of the legacy of this woman.